This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 5th of July. It is July, Frida Liu. Frida Liu is with me in the studio.
Yes.
My name is Audrey Raj.
And it's a day you should be staying in.
It really does. Weather. Yeah, it's nice and gloomy here in deepest, darkest Tamantun. That's what Richard calls it, right?
Banda Utama.
Oh, Banda Utama. That too. On the show today, we have a bunch of stories to get through. Frida, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Malaysia's shot at a vaccine, WOB rebranding to Hyatt, and malls appealing for reopening. So let us know what your thoughts are. You can let us know via Twitter and Instagram. That's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yeah, so we're kicking off the show with some good news that I guess we can all look forward to. Malaysia is developing its own COVID-19 vaccine or vaccines. So last month, Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Adam Baba announced the development of not one but two Malaysian-made COVID-19 vaccines, and leading this initiative will be the Institute for Medical Research, or IMR, together with an all-Malaysian team of microbiologists, pathologists, biomedical researchers, vaccine experts and veterinarians from three organisations.
Dr. Tahir Aris, Director of IMR and head research in this project, has confirmed that all variants of concern, including the Delta, Alpha and Beta variants, are being taken into consideration in designing the vaccines. What we know for now is that the Made Malaysia vaccine will only be ready to by sometime in 2024. While still a long way to go, the IMR insists it's important we develop our own vaccine for three main reasons. There may be a need for yearly booster shots for those who are fully vaccinated, so having our own vaccine will allow us to not fully rely on imported vaccine supplies. True. It'll prepare Malaysia for any future outbreaks, and developing young researchers in this field would benefit the nation, as vaccine technologies can be used for other viruses or bacteria and even immunotherapy.
Yeah. So there are two vaccines that are currently being developed. The first one involves the mRNA method, M standing for messenger, so it's messenger RNA. Examples of similar vaccines are the Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna vaccines, which, well, basically they teach our cells how to make protein that triggers an immune response inside our bodies. And the mRNA vaccine that the Malaysian team is working on is a sole initiative by IMR. The second type is the inactivated vaccine approach, such as the Sinovac vaccine, which stimulates our immune response using viruses that have been killed using high temperatures, chemicals or radiation. Now, this vaccine is being developed by IMR, experts from UPM, University of Putra Malaysia, and the Veterinary Research Institute under the Veterinary Services Department. And there are 26 experts behind this effort, 12 from IMR, 7 each from UPM and VRI, respectively.
As for now, all actions are in the lab. The inactivated vaccine will have to go through 4 stages, according to Dr. Tahir, which are propagation stage, which is where the inactivated vaccine is currently at. It's a process involving virus multiplication in host cells. The virus inactivation stage, which is where the virus is intentionally killed, and if successful, it will move on to preclinical studies that involve animals using a simple mice model. Lastly, clinical studies by the Institute for Clinical Research involving volunteers from the Malaysian public. And all these must fulfill requirements for a National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Agency, or NPRA.
Yeah, so once the vaccines have achieved the required effectiveness and safety and are approved by the NPRA, it can be used by the Malaysian public. So the for now, what we know is the mRNA vaccine is currently at the cloning stage, which is carried out to amplify the genetic material needed for the study. The inactivated vaccine, meanwhile, will undergo preclinical trials involving animals next month at the Veterinary Research Institute facility located in Ipoh, Perak. So, you know, this is good news, you know, that we are actually working on this. I mean, initially when I heard the news, I was like, what, 2024? That's so far away. But then I guess understanding the process, what you need to go through, you kind of understand why it will take that time.
And if you, something, you know, another variant or whatever, you know, comes about in a couple, you know, this is not going away, right? That we're not so dependent on supplies in that sense, right? So it's a good initiative. Let's hope it works, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of supplies, you know, what they're saying is we may potentially need booster shots. Like, this is not going to be it because of all the new variants that are coming up, right? So, if the booster shots are locally produced, then we're basically reducing dependency on imports. And that also keeps the money in circulation in our economy, right? Instead of having to spend overseas, you know, buying from other countries. And
what have we got now? Alpha, beta, delta, right? So who knows by then what else, right?
It's the delta one that's really scary, right? It seems to be, you know, well, averse to the vaccine or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. The other thing is, I guess, this is good news for Malaysia because it gives us the opportunity to export vaccines to other countries. You know, like look at Africa. They are really, you know, 17% of the world's population is in that continent.
Right.
And yet only 1% of the vaccines is in Africa, right? So, you know, they will definitely need support. And so even if it's 2024, we don't know what state we're going to be at that point, but at least this is promising. And to be developing two different kinds of vaccines too. So very promising, and this is good news. On the show today, we're not just talking about vaccines. When we come back, we have a story about WOB.
Yes, which is now known as Hiredly.
Yes, as of the 1st of July.
Right, so we'll be speaking to the man behind WOB. We always speak to him. Oh, well, Hiredly now. It's going to be tough to get used to it, but we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we'll have Derek Toh on the line with us when we come back. Also, later on the show, we'll be talking about how the malls are appealing for reopening. They want to reopen as soon as next week. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay with us here for now. Taking us into that next story is Jimmy Cliff with Wonderful World, Beautiful People. Welcome to Monday, the 5th of July. Thanks for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. I'm just kind of getting back into the groove of doing this after a week. Stick with us, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.